Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC Podcast. This is a COVID-19 update. Two important stories that I want to share with you today because they affect how we go about stopping the virus and eliminating it from our society, whether or not we get a vaccine. And these have to do with two areas in our society where we've decided to open up. And I believe that we're seeing an uptick in many states because we've decided to open up in these two areas. We are seeing an uptick here in the state of Utah over the last 3 days. That is something that I've been expecting since we've opened up these areas. And I don't want to say I told you so. It's too early for that. But in my mind, what we've been doing is listening to politicians instead of listening to experts. And if we had been listening to experts the whole time, I think we would have taken a different path. And if you want a really good example of that, I just read a fascinating story about San Francisco and how they are one of the major cities that took this on early, and they kept their case counts way down. And it's because they saw it coming and they issued a stay-home order almost immediately. All of the major businesses voluntarily told all their employees, you're now going to be telecommuting. And if you look at the numbers and you look at how they've handled it, it's been impressive. So again, I want us to get back to a place where we start listening to experts instead of politicians. I think it will get us to a better place. It will save lives. And perhaps we can eradicate this thing from our society before a vaccine comes. I believe that's possible. If we all participate in the process, if we all come together as a community and we say, no, we're going to take care of this, we're going to do the right thing. So the two stories have to do with kids getting infected and how restaurants have impacted the spread of COVID-19. So let's start off. This was research, by the way, that was done in Salt Lake City, surrounding kids at a daycare facility and whether or not those kids could get infected and could they spread the virus to other adults.
12 kids who likely caught COVID-19 at three childcare centers in Utah went on to spread the virus elsewhere and infected some parents and siblings, according to a new study published Friday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The authors of the study note that research had previously shown that kids 10 years and older could spread the virus in schools. The new study is evidence that even younger kids, including an 8-month-old baby, can still spread the virus, despite not getting severely sick from COVID-19, the researchers said. The study looked at three outbreaks that occurred in childcare centers in Salt Lake City, between April and July. Using contact tracing data collected at the time of the outbreaks, the researchers used the data to retrospectively construct transmission chains to determine precisely how the virus spread. Among the three outbreaks, the researchers said 12 kids were infected with COVID-19 at the childcare centers, though three of them never developed symptoms and nine developed just mild symptoms. The study says those 12 kids came into contact with 46 people not associated with the childcare facilities and appear to have infected 12, or more than a quarter, of them. Those infected by the kids include six mothers, one of whom was hospitalized, three siblings and three others, the study says.
All right, so there's some things to unpack there. This was a small, limited study. They kind of had to do it backwards through contact tracing. And what they found is that, lo and behold, young children can be spreaders of the virus. But I'm telling you, we already knew this. This is just a real world example of what happens and what happened. But we've known from early on that kids can catch this virus and that it's dangerous when they do, not to themselves, but to the adults around them. Why? Because as we saw in this study, that many of the children didn't show any symptoms. And some of the children showed symptoms, but it was very mild. So you have these kids going to grandma and grandpa or to their parents or wherever else, to their home to play with friends, and they're carriers. And as we talked about in the last podcast, one of the unique things about COVID-19 is that it tricks the immune system so that you don't see the symptoms. Remember, the symptoms are signs of your body fighting the illness. That's what the mucus is. That's what the fever is. And so if your body's immune system sees the virus, then it would kick in immediately and start fighting. And you would know that that child or that adult has the virus. But because COVID-19 tricks the immune system, what you end up with is a lot of silent spreaders. And those silent spreaders can be young children, can be preteens and teenagers, and it can be adults. And that's why we have to be very careful as we decide how and when we're going to send kids back to school. Now, as I've said, I've really appreciated what I've seen in schools so far, that a lot of the students are listening to the experts and they're wearing their masks willingly. I hope that that continues. But we're also seeing an uptick in spread in schools and colleges. We saw the BYU football team. We saw the Corner Canyon football team, where they've been taking precautions, but lo and behold, the virus is spreading among the teenagers and out to adults. So again, if we had been listening to the experts the whole time, and I have, we would have known that this was very likely and not allowed people to tell us, oh, this is just like the flu. We did one of our first podcasts after I lost the election was about whether or not COVID-19 is like the flu. And the answer is no. And in fact, in that audio that you heard from Bob Woodward, President Trump tells Bob Woodward back in February that this is not like the flu, that it's 5% or 6% more dangerous than the flu. But that's just the mortality rates. In the spread and how it spreads, it is much more contagious and much more dangerous because you don't feel the symptoms. And so you're spreading it. So I'll give you an example. I have a friend who gets a call from a coworker. They work side by side on a regular basis. And the coworker says, I just got tested and I have COVID. And the question is, when did this person get COVID? Have they been going around symptom free for a week, infecting everybody at the office? They simply don't know. So what has to happen? Everybody in the office has to quarantine because we just don't know. So you could be around your child today and your child never shows symptoms, but they could be spreading COVID to all of the adults in your family. That's why we have to treat this differently. That's why we can't say it's like the flu, and why we have to understand that fortunately our kids don't get that sick from it usually, but they can spread it to adults and it can kill them. So we need to work this into our plan and our return plan. Now, my hope is that we don't back up so much in schools that we have to start closing them down again. But I believe that there is a likelihood that that happens. And this uptick that we've seen in the last few days may be the beginning of that. I hope not. I'm the last one to hope for bad things to happen so that I can be right. I'm not interested in that. I would much rather be wrong in this case and come to you and say, I apologize. I thought this was going to happen, but it didn't. Thank goodness. And we've been able to move forward. From what I've seen of other countries and how they've reopened, other states and how they've reopened, the writing's on the wall. If you push this too fast, you're going to have to stop and you're going to have to go back to where you were before. And that's why we shouldn't have been downplaying them in the beginning. We should have been taking this seriously. My opinion, of course. All right. The next story here, and again, this has to do with reopening. This has to do with research that has, and I, again, with this, I'll say up front, I don't know if correlation is causation here, but it is interesting information, and it's about people who have gotten COVID and whether or not they were recently in a restaurant.
Yeah, Shane, it is. It's part of the CDC's weekly report they put out, in this case, making the connection between COVID and restaurant dining, whether it's indoor or outdoor dining, at a time when indoor capacity is increasing. The gradual restaurant reopenings come as the CDC released a study showing adults with COVID were more than twice as likely to have reported dining at a restaurant just prior to sickness compared to those without COVID. Another reason many still prefer to keep their distance for now.
Now, again, I don't know if correlation is causation, but they're saying that somebody who has COVID is more than twice as likely to have said they recently had eaten in a restaurant. That's a pretty big number. You know, the thing about restaurants is that when what I see here in Utah County is I see people coming in and they're wearing masks when they come in. And I think the majority are, and I really appreciate that. But when they sit down at those tables, the masks come off. They have to come off. They have to come off to eat. I recently went to see my first movie that I've seen since the outbreak started. I went to see the movie Tenet, and I didn't know how that was going to go. There was social distancing. They only had seats assigned in certain areas. You had to wear a mask to get in, and there were signs everywhere. And even in the pre-roll of the movie, it said that you have to keep your mask on at all times unless you're eating. And what do you do during the entire movie? I mean, if you get a tub of popcorn, what are you doing the whole movie? I mean, your mask is not going to be on. Hopefully the social distancing that they've employed will help. But you're eating popcorn the whole time. I didn't get popcorn this time because we're on a little bit of a budget right now. Normally, I can't watch a movie without the popcorn. But, you know, desperate times at any rate. So two very interesting stories about the spread of COVID. Add that to your understanding. Take it however that you want. And you know that I will continue to watch the COVID-19 situation and share with you any updates that I can find. Please like and share and comment about this video, and please take a minute and support this podcast if you can. It would really help me out. Click on the description and you'll see a link there on how you can support the podcast. So thank you very much.